Hi there. The word for you today is on growing in love. In 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 3, Paul writes, "Your love for one another is growing." Now, when Paul wrote those words, he wasn't talking about the kind of love where life's perfect and everybody accommodates you. No, God's intention is to grow you into the kind of love that's not defined by your feelings, but by a sacrificial love that says, Galatians 2:20, Paul spells it out, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." Big difference. It's possible to be in love with the idea of a perfect marriage without actually loving your mate, or to dream of what your child might become if only they'd follow your advice. When it comes to loving a rebellious teen who acts like the other side of the family, it's a growing process that puts your love to the test. Jesus said in John 13, verse 34, "As I have loved you, you must love one another." And he never asks us to do anything without giving us the ability to do it. So, are you ready to do a little growing? Author Kristen Armstrong writes, and I quote, "When we're hurt, it's common to withdraw. But the worst thing a parent can do is to withhold affection in response to a child's behavior. A child's heart grows when it's nurtured with unconditional love. Affection doesn't depend on behavior, mood, or circumstances. Being pleasing doesn't equate, listen to it, to being lovable. Imagine if Jesus loved us only when we behaved perfectly. We'd never experience his affection, and consequently, we'd wither away. And since Jesus is our example, we need to love others with Christ-like grace. He loves us according to his capacity, not according to the degree of our merit. So, we must love others, not by our standards, but by his." And that is the word for you today.